big wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's big wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Hello, big wigs. We are back. We are bi-coastal, but we are back. That sounds so fancy, even though we're literally on a Zoom, right? Yeah, Zoom call. Zoom call here, Zoom. But it always does make us feel better to say we're bi-coastal.
Of course, you know, you got to live it till you got to dream big and fake it till you make it. It's your girls, Anna Roisman, and I am here with
Andrea Lopez. You know, I've had a couple of people say Andrea this week, so I have to say it's Andrea again.
I know, and you don't correct people because you're very nice, and I always do. Like, I've talked to people, and they'll be like, and you and Andrea, Andrea. I'm sorry. That's actually not how you say it. It's not my name, but I'm going to stand up for her and let you know that's not how she pronounces it, you know?
Thank you. And I let it pass because I truly don't even recognize it at this point. So anytime I get the opportunity, I will say, hey, it's Andrea here.
It's funny because I feel like if I talk about you, like, you know, in a meeting or with a friend or something, I'll be like, Dre.
Yes.
And then they'll say Dre and I'll be like, wait, you don't know her well enough. I don't know if you can go there yet. Hold on. Wait until you hire us to do something and then you can call her Dre. Okay.
Did you ever have a nickname growing up, though? Like your friends, it couldn't really. Anna is a great name because it's shortened enough, but maybe they had a different nickname like Royce.
No one called me Royce. But
you're like, my middle name is not Royce.
My middle name is Rose. So one of my best friends growing up, Andrew, always called me A-Rose.
I was going to say, I would have just cut it at A-Row.
A-Row's good. But he called me A-Rose.
Okay.
A-Rose. And that was like a nickname I had. But I didn't really have, what are they going to call me? Nah.
Like, you can't shorten Anna. It's abbreviated in already.
A Rose Royce. My name does sound like a car, Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
I know. That was like a screen name of mine at some point on some platform. I was like, yeah, I'm like A Rolls Royce, like the car. I'm fancy now.
If I could go back to our MySpace pages and rip it to shreds, I would, because mine was so embarrassing. No.
Oh my God.
Do you remember the rapper? Not Creation, but, oh, Lady Sovereign.
No.
Do you remember Lady Sovereign? Okay.
Trey, you're talking to a girl that only listened to, like, Wicked and Hairspray. Right? So, Creation, I would have been like, absolutely, yeah, sure. Keep going. Every time someone asks me about a rapper, I literally go back to middle school, Anna, where I'm like a big fucking loser. And I'm like, oh, God, you should learn those rap bands. Learn the rappers. Be cool.
I was really into like all types of female rappers. Like I just thought they were so cool. And she had
Salt and Peppa, yes, TLC. Yes. I'm not a fucking under a rock, but you know, those were like the main ones in my years.
I loved them too. Okay. Run DMC.
Nicki Minaj.
Yes. Glorilla. Like all these new people that are coming out. But there was this one girl, Lady Sovereign. She honestly, not a one hit wonder, but she had this one song, Love Me or Hate Me. And I listened to it on repeat. Anyways, my whole MySpace page was dedicated to just the Lady Sovereign vibe. Everything was like checkered. She wore like skater shoes, Nike SBs, and then she had a little side ponytail. Yeah, I really thought I was her. So
that was like your mood board.
Aesthetic. Yeah. What was your aesthetic? Wicked.
Girl, I didn't have a MySpace.
Really?
No,
Anna.
Yeah, I had a Live Journal.
No, I'm sorry, but I'm shocked.
No, this is where our age difference comes
in. No, but like, you had MySpace, every single online forum. You had Twitter. You were the first one basically on Twitter. You had all of them. Like if you LinkedIn, Anna, if you guys don't know, like Anna just loves like all the social platforms because she's so good at it. And so I would see
I'm
you
so
like,
bad at it. I don't think I had MySpace, but I had LiveJournal and I've read it on shows because my LiveJournal is so fucking funny. I should probably post my LiveJournal entry where I just list Wicked quotes.
Yeah. Yep. You should. Actually, as a Wicked enthusiast, I mean, one of the OGs you are,
I did see the OG cast of Wicked. I honestly am in an elite group of people. Like, you know, seeing these kids running around in their fucking, like, you know, green and pink Starbucks cups and they're all like, ooh, Wicked. I'm like, yeah.
Who was the cast that you saw?
You know nothing. Did you see Idina Menzel do it? I don't think so.
Probably not.
I don't know.
Were you?
And then they'll be like, no, I wasn't fucking born yet. And I'll be like, great, I'm going to go run my car over myself. So,
right. Yeah. Now, it's such a big movement, and I'm completely all for recreating it, changing it, doing a new forum, like writing a book off of it, like everything, because I think it's such, yeah, it's so amazing. But I am getting a little bombarded, a little overwhelmed by the press of it all. I was in Soho today. I had to shop against my will for an outfit for this weekend, and every single window was wicked inspired. You guys, I'm not even... Zara.
I know.
Bloomingdale's. Don't even get me started. Oh my God, I'm talking like Bethany. Bloomingdale's. Don't even get me started.
Insane.
No, insane. It's insane. Aldo. Aldo has a wicked drop. What? Aldo, what are you doing?
Honestly, I didn't know Aldo was like still cooking, you know? I'm like, oh wow, Wicked's keeping that door open.
Let me tell you, Wicked was like, we got to jump on this, okay? Because we can't afford rent. So they hopped on the Wicked train. But are you feeling a little overwhelmed? Like how many pieces of Wicked clothing?
Did you see my Instagram today? I don't know if you saw my Instagram, but yeah. I posted all the ads that I kept seeing for Wicked. Oh. Did you see that this is a global marketing budget. They turned the Arc de Triomphe pink and green.
You're lying.
Go look at my Instagram. I saw it today and I was like, wait, huh? Someone got to knock, knock, King of Paris. I don't even know who's in charge of that.
No.
And they were like, bonjour. Have you heard of Wicked? We want to make the Arc de Triomphe green and pink. And they were like, that sounds bomb. And it's green and pink.
Genuine.
Landmarks. They're doing partnerships with literal wonders of the world.
Honestly, you're doing too much. I would call Empire State Building because they get it like every other day is a different ad for something like Batman. Wicked is big enough to do Empire State Building.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. Wait, did you say the Eiffel Tower or Arc de Triomphe?
Arc de Triomphe.
So what?
I don't know. Maybe the Eiffel Tower too. Who knows?
I know.
Maybe they dressed it up like a big fucking witch's hat.
They're like, know. You know what? Just let's hop on the trend. It's 2-for-1 deal. Much. I'm sorry. So what did they do with the Arc de Triomphe? They had like green.
It's lit green and pink like on the
Okay. Side. You know what? Yeah. It's just. Now, did the movie premiere? I know. Like truly, look at me.
It comes out, I think, everywhere nationwide.
Global wide,
I guess, this weekend.
Okay. So but everybody's been going out to the premieres because like, I keep seeing people attending these premieres.
Because, you know, in like New York and LA, there's like a lot of like early screenings. Like my friend was like, I've had my tickets for a month. I'm going 4 p.m. on a Saturday. I'm like, that sounds like the worst time to see a fucking movie. But because it's like in between lunch and dinner. Yeah. I don't know. I was like, I don't do 4 p.m. That's like a late matinee. Too confusing for my brain.
Yeah.
But I was like, Jared, we should go see it. I'm going on Friday night. But like there were plenty of tickets. I was like, I can't believe they were like, mm-hmm. I guess all the theaters know it's going to be huge. So they've added a billion screenings. So, you know, we got like tickets easily at like 7 o'clock. But it's the marketing of it. You know, it's funny because we got tired, I think, of the Barbie marketing. Right. I think that was the last movie that was like the Barbenheimer of it all.
Because it came out the same.
Barbenheimer, like Happy Meals and like shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, and as a content creator, you're like, throw a freaking bone my way. Why are you lighting the Arc de Triomphe?
Dude.
That's not going to make anyone go see Wicked.
No, you are so right. I guess it's just like in the spirit of it. But truly... Send us a carrier pigeon. Like, we will deliver a video.
What the fuck?
What the
Can S? I make a video, actually, of me, a girl who has no idea what Wicked is, and then I go and I see the green and pink Arc de Triomphe, and I'm like, I must know what this represents.
Immediately influenced. You're like, oh my God, no wonder. Okay, now I'm convinced I need to go see the movie.
That is an amazing marketing. I'm going to do it. I'm going to make That's it. Amazing. And I need to do something. I had another idea, you know, for something based on my live journal, actually, but, Yeah, I might have to just green screen myself into France today and fucking make that happen. It's so funny. And I know I see other people complaining now. Now they're like, you guys, my fucking gas station is green and pink. Like streamers.
It's ridiculous. I'm feeling bombarded. Once I saw the Aldo shoe collab, I go, we're reaching. Truly reaching. Everyone sit down. If you're not involved, don't mention it, okay? Like Bloomingdale's and Macy's, they're allowed because they're the major... retailers, sure. Right? But like Landmarks and knockoff. Pretty soon there's going to be, I don't know, a Crocs. I'm already, you know what? Crocs just hops on every bandwagon.
Of course, if there's not a MAC eyeshadow palette that's giving me pink and green, what kind of budget did they actually have?
Honestly, now we're going to start shitting on the places that didn't do a collab. It's like you clearly
I went to Air One today.
Struggling.
Only pink. hello, that was a perfect opportunity for a half pink, half greeny.
You're telling me that they're still doing the Hailey Bieber smoothies, but they couldn't pool together some type of
She really has matcha. She has a monopoly on Erewhon. So no, yeah, unfortunately, Wicked did not make the cut at Erewhon.
And that's saying something. Obviously, they didn't reach the corners of LA. Because
I want to know, like, what's the most obscure thing they fucking did, though? Like, are there, like, toilet paper rolls that are, like, every other green and pink, you know, like, piece or something? Like, because it seems like that's not out of you know, question at this point.
No, I know. I honestly want to look this up now. But apparently, their interviews with Ariana, they're on top of each other. Like, they're very much...
Yeah, they are. They're very touchy. They're very besties.
Cynthia and Ariana, besties. Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of the interviews. A lot of crying, too. A lot of tears. A lot of, you know, like, you know, at least they got two movies out of it. You know, I don't know if they shot both. I think they probably did. And then they're just going to edit it as two, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. I gotta say, I'm very excited for it. I try not to read too many reviews when a big mother comes like this, but what I've seen that's been like shoved in my face review wise is really good. So can't wait. I mean, I've seen the Broadway show at least five or six times, maybe.
Wow. So yeah,
I know.
You're probably going to see the movie a couple times. What's the popcorn holder going to be?
Oh, it's both. I saw the AMC popcorn.
Girl, AMC was like the first. If they don't,
not the popcorn is the popcorn's normal. Bag, yeah. But the holder is like, you know, it's that like green and pink. You know, you gotta have one and the other, you know, you really do.
Of course.
Even though I will say, like, there are two female leads, but the way the Broadway show is built is Elphaba is still like the lead, even, you know, like that's kind of, maybe it's a little different in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. My friend the other night was like, I'm so excited for part two. I go, part two? We haven't even seen part one. He goes, yeah, but like, I don't name all the songs you like in act one of Wicked.
Oh.
And I literally named like 10 songs and I was like, hello. Or he was like, maybe it was part two. He goes, I don't think any good songs are in part two. I don't know how they have a second movie out of it. And I started going, I was like, kiss me too fiercely, hold me too tight. I was like, hello, it's like one of the best duets in musical theater. And he was like, okay, fine, that song wins, you know?
I know you're day.
I know every song on this soundtrack. Like I'm
you're that level.
I'm not gonna sing in the theater because I'm classy.
No, don't worry. I'm sure everybody will be singing in the theater.
No, I've heard audiences are treating it like real cinema.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, like they're like not singing. There are scheduled sing-alongs. I think I'd probably kill myself in one of those, but like the inner child in me would like wail, you know? Yeah. I need like the Peloton Wicked ride and then I can like, you know, wail. You know what I mean?
That's like, deep and niche, Anna. It's really not niche, but that's a real fan right there. You're like, I have to catch the Peloton class. You're not.
Yeah, but Dre, I have no Peloton, right? I mean, she's wrapped up in storage.
Okay, cry me a freaking river. You know, wait.
Listen.
I know you don't like action movies, but Gladiator also is coming out.
Gladiator.
The second. What is that from?
Dre. Gladiator. It's like the OG impression. Ready? And the winner is Gladiator. Andrea.
I'm sorry, that could be like 10 different movies.
It's Gladiator.
It's giving Dobby. I have Harry Potter on the brain. Wait, don't tell me.
Look up Gladiator wins Best Picture. Okay?
Gladiator. Wait, it's from an award show?
It was like the biggest meme when Elizabeth Taylor announced that Gladiator won Best Picture. And she says it so funny that it was just like, it rang in my ear. It was everywhere. When they were like, and the winner is Gladiator.
If you look up Elizabeth Taylor, it says Elizabeth Taylor saying Gladiator.
Literally. Play it. Play it for
me. 2001, that's when it came out. Okay.
When I was just a fetus, yeah. And I somehow heard it through my mom's vagina. And I was like, play it.
And the winner is, and it's flashing envelope. Gladiator.
How'd I do? How did I do?
Great. You did great.
Out of 10.
I would give you a 9 because you missed the, she was
the
like,
flashing envelope. I can't tell. I'm new at this. I'm the actress, not the presenter.
it is spot on. It is spot on. You're right. The movie comes out on Friday as well.
Gladiator 2.
Yeah, but it has like the key players. If it has Denzel alone, I'm watching it, but it has Denzel and Daddy Pedro.
So
I'm very excited about it. And also what made me think about this is that the popcorn holders, it's a big like Gladiator like ring.
Cute.
I'm excited. So we have a lot to look forward to, which is good.
So there's going to be like wars at the movie theater this weekend where it's like, which popcorn did you get?
What movie
are you seeing?
Oppenheimer or is it Wicked and Gladiator? Wickedator? Wicked.
Ooh. Wicked's got to be Wickedator, I guess.
Wickedator. It's the Wick. I love when blockbusters happen at the same time, you know?
Wickiator. I'm unwell.
You sold me on that. That'll work.
I look insane. So crazy right now.
Yeah, we both have. We've had rough weeks. So you guys, if we're a little loopy, we've been trying to pull it together. We've had a lot of heart to hearts this week. It's been tough.
We've had a lot of tears this week.
Yeah,
shit's tough. I even posted. Some of you guys are on my Instagram, but I posted today. Like, even though shit looks glamorous, which I have to tell you, I went to the Dancing with the Stars semifinals. We have to discuss, but.
Oh my God.
I woke up and just had like just a shit day, morning, whatever, right. You know, until I spent money that I don't have. And that always helps a little bit in the moment.
In the moment, yeah, for sure.
I just felt like, yeah, like everyone's like, your life is so, people are like, you're so lucky, you're so glamorous. And I am in so many ways. I know I am. And I'm grateful for every opportunity I get to do, you know, like that. But like then like real shit sets in and you're just like, oh fuck, like 4 people told me no today or someone did this or someone did that. Like professionally I'm at a low and it's like it just all, I'm really good at like falling down that fucking spiral and
completely.
I did it today. Spirals, I mean, you know that, like,
oh my God,
spirals are like the curse.
The constant no's. I know a lot of people know that about our industry and they can understand it, but until you're in it and it's the constant no, it's probably the most disheartening feeling ever. And we also don't know where our next paycheck's coming from. A lot of us truly do work paycheck to paycheck, and so I think that is a really hard factor of it all too, just to add on the stress. Not only do you have to try out and be the best and beat out all these other people in auditions, but you also have to pay bills. You have to be a real human. You have to plan for your future, and that's very hard when you don't even know what tomorrow's going to look like.
I know.
So,
and I keep saying, like, we do this podcast. I want you guys to know, first of all, if you're here and you're listening to it right now,
you're
a fucking real one. We love you so much.
We love
you. All I want, all we dream about, and I told Dre a lot this week, because I really do believe in us and I love doing our impressions and I love what we talk about on here and how, you know, we get to, like, I don't know, talk about pop culture, but then also be pop culture and turn into the freaking Kardashians. Like, I'm being real for a second. All we want is to be able to take the show on the road, to fucking bring our wigs on a stage, to have you bring a wig to the show, to like make this a real community and like interview people from our audience, like our fucking like actual listeners and like in character and like do this and make money off of this, because it is a full-time job. Even when, like, even though it seems like a passion, you know, and a lot of people, it is a passion for them. Like, I treat this is a job for us, you know? Yeah. I love our show. And so, I don't know. I'm just feeling like maybe this real lull for the two of us at the end of 2024. Mm-hmm. It's like bad dress rehearsal, good show, you know? Like,
blast to pump us up into the next year. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, maybe we need to be put through the ringer in mentally and emotionally.
Yeah.
And then, like, come 2025, like, for what it's worth, you know, I still have hope even when I'm down. I'm still like, something's gotta work out in this situation. So
no, that you touched on something that I think, I don't know if we want to talk about it here, but just the live show aspect, I think we just have so many creative ideas. But when you said like people bring wigs, I want our own line of wigs. And that's a part of our merch that you and me make together that are based off of our characters. And
oh my God, how fun.
How fun. And then whoever, it's part of our merch. So we're obviously going to have the big wigs, sweatshirts and everything. But then you get to like be whichever favorite character of ours you want to be at the shows. And I just think like that sounds so fun to me. And just seeing a sea of wigs, I would leave the stage crying every single time. Like of
it's
tears
just,
of joy.
Yeah. It would be so much. I mean, it'll just be a fucking party too. Like I really believe like were meant to make people laugh in person, on a podcast, on TV, whatever. So yeah. Like, and that's how we found each other. We make each other laugh. Like you guys, someone said the other day, they were like, how do you guys do these without laughing? And I'm like, are you kidding? This is an 11 minute clip that I edited into 48 seconds.
No, I love.
We're laughing.
I loved that comment because we do get it a lot. Yeah, y'all. And when we do post the full video, like you can see, it's just every single sentence.
We lose it.
Usually, yeah, we lose it, which is the best part.
Because I think we love improvising as our characters and we always surprise each other. Like
you do.
We always surprise each other.
Yeah.
And like even when we like flub something, it ends up being our favorite thing. Mm-hmm. Literally, you said as Teresa, you were like, we're the OGs. You go, because we're the oldest. Like you, it's not English, like whatever. Yeah. you were like, because we're the old, because it's the oldest. And it was just like, things like that. I'm like, wow, that's so, like, hearing it back, you're like, that's so funny and random. Anyway,
wait, I think you're Luann just breaking out into song, and you know that she just went on our other friend Amanda's
broke out into song
podcast, and she Fever. Broke out into song, and I was she broke out in not one but two songs. Just
I know,
just like, and Amanda prompted her for one song, and then she just stopped and went into a whole different song. I was like, I'm sorry, but that was literally our clip.
That was
yeah.
I mean, we have another clip coming too where we break into song. We both break into song, which is Teresa should never. I mean, she knows it too. She should not be allowed to sing, but
it's so good.
Luann
so
should. Yeah. No, I just wanted to put that out there. If anyone else out there is feeling like the lows of the end of, I think it's end of the year.
It's end of the year.
I don't know.
Seasonal.
And holidays are coming and it's stressful and people brush you off till the new year now. Like, even though we're in November, you know, like Thanksgiving is next week and then we come back. There's like 2 weeks of December where people do work and then they're like checked out. See you in the new year.
Yeah. And you don't hear back from anybody. They have signed out.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. I guess it's hitting me harder this week. And I know you've had a tough week emotionally, too. And so I just want to manifest right now on this podcast. You guys hear me talk about that shit a lot. But you know what? Mm-hmm. It's kind of what I have. And I just think 2025, you're going to see, first, we have some big announcements with the show. But like, you're going to see, we're going to do bigger things, Dre. And this will feel like the best fucking job that we got for ourselves. You know, no one's telling you how to do it. How to, you know, like literally I'm so sick of people being like, actually, we have some notes. Actually, you're not our type. Actually, we're going in a different direction. I'm sick of all that language. Like,
sick.
This is what we have to control. So this is what we can make our job. Anyway.
Great pep talk. Great.
I need it for myself. I think I'm doing it because I know there's people listening and I'm doing it because I need it.
No, I know.
I wrote on our outline, just so you guys all know, be kind to yourself. Like, we need to be kind to ourselves and work on what we can control. I think that's the best. The things we can't control, fuck it. And don't fall down the spiral. But the things we can control, like, and work on and do and... I don't know. I think we just need to lean into those and trust our gut.
If anybody else wants to go on a self-help journey, I am doing that. I wasn't really going to say it, but Nick and I are taking a break. We're having a refresh. It's been 3 years in our relationship. So we're both taking the holiday season to just kind of look inside of ourselves and see what things we can fix. So I am starting therapy with my friend's therapist that she recommended to me. So starting fresh. And then I'm working on my procrastination. I'm working with a coach that will help me work on my timeliness because I am a super, super type B creative person and I cannot handle plans. And I have two type A wedding. My friends are planning their weddings right now. And I've just been like, my brain is in a million places. So I'm working on getting organized. So if anybody else
feels... This is brave of you to share all of this. I commend
Anna
you for
knows.
It. Because I didn't even know that we were going to go here. And I think that if we're like spilling our hearts out right now, like...
We might as well.
Like, we both cried on Zooms together this week. Yeah. Like, I'm like, And I truly think like what we're saying works, whether it's a relationship, whether it's job shit, whether it's, you know, family that you're dealing with. Like, I think that like if we just take care of ourselves, like you're saying, and you recognize like, here's what I want to do. Like, this will help me in X, Y, and Z if I can become better, like timeliness or whatever you're saying you want to work on. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. it's for ourselves. And then I think all the things fall into place when you feel good about who you are and like what you're doing.
Oh my God. Absolutely. And you're always a work in progress. I feel always. Like, why am I, you know, I have so many friends getting married, starting a family, progressing so much in their careers, but
it's overwhelming.
Right. And we're constantly bombarded by it. But you always have to remember that they are also in their journey. And you're not, you never stop growing and bettering yourself as a person, or at least you shouldn't. You should never try to better yourself. So until I am on this beautiful earth, I will be trying to work on myself, because we all need it. So that's is my good. Journey. I'll have updates for you guys in the coming weeks. But yeah, it's been a really big step for me, because I hate being sad. I hate being in my feelings. And so I don't share a lot of my feelings. And Anna knows this better than I, like all the time. She's like, why don't you share anything? And I'm just like, I always want to put on a brave face. No, but like,
I
it's
always
important.
Respect whatever you want to say on here. Yeah. You know that. Yeah. I mean, I'm just the type of oversharer. I think that's why I always overshare. I mean, like, you know, I don't know. It's just something that I do, that I like to do, that I feel. But if you're not comfortable with it, like, I respect people who don't need to share everything. I almost think like, Anna, don't share anything. Just fucking
don't share anything inside. Until you've reached that like humongous moment, and then just then you just release it. And everybody's like, oh my God. But then you're like, yeah, but this took 10 years in the making, you know, like you didn't see all the groveling and the hard work that went into it. But yeah,
sometimes I do think when I share it, when I talk about it out loud, when I say like, be kind to yourself and stop stressing and stop comparing, you know, comparison is a thief. And being on Instagram and TikTok and all these fucking apps, like you're like, you're so good at the apps. I'm like, these apps also like brainwash you and ruin your self-esteem.
They do.
No matter how big you get or how successful you might be in the moment, someone's doing it better, or someone's making more money, or someone booked something that you didn't get, or some. And it's just like, it's like comes in sometimes at all angles, and it's so hard to just mentally like control it. And I don't know. I just, that's why I'm like, I still have hope. I'm glad we're doing this. We've done this show for over a year. A lot of shows don't even make it that long. We are consistent. We're having more fun with our format. So, wow, this is a long intro. But anyway,
okay.
I just want, whoever is listening to this episode, you're a real one right now. If you're still here, you're like, where are the wigs? Why haven't I heard a Kris Jenner on this show today? She'll come out. She'll come out at some point. But anyway.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. So I don't know. I think we need to just make that promise to ourselves, Dre. Whatever we do to you know, now, whatever we're wallowing in now, let's use it as our creativity to fucking blow this show up finally.
Amen. Love it. And
okay.
Yeah, while I was in my deep throes, I was just kept telling myself that just give it time. This too shall pass. And I was trying to convince myself, because I always will tell that to my friends. Like, it's such a cliche saying, but truly, like, this will pass. And it does. And then more time happens and you just have to sit with the sadness, but then it gets so much better. And then something really amazing happens. And
I know.
And you're like, oh my God, if I only waited like one more week or one more year, and these things turn around. I just saw, you know, Twitch, who sadly, he was on the Ellen show.
Yeah.
I think it was 2 years ago.
When
sadly,
he passed away.
When he passed away. But his widowed wife, she has been posting her new relationship. Yeah, Allison. I was obsessed with her and Twitch. I used to watch them dancing, and they brought the world so much happiness. And so I just saw that she was moving on, and I know how hard that must be. But if Allison can start fresh and continue with her beautiful family and find new love, it's like a beautiful story. So that was one thing that helped me today.
Everything's relative too.
Dude.
Yeah. Like, and we have too much drive and creativity to not get there. You know what I mean? Like, even if we feel down this week, like, I know that we will get there.
Yep. We will.
All right. Should we get happier? We should take a quick break and then we'll come back. And I got to tell you about Dancing with the Stars.
Girl, cause that looked insane. Okay. Yeah. Right after this break.
Okay, and we're back. Remember when I teased an hour ago before we had mental health therapy session with Anna and Dre that I went to Dancing with the Stars? Well, I fucking went to the ballroom, which was just to be in the room was like very special, you know? Like,
yeah.
I wore my mirrored skirt. I did rip one of them.
You ripped one of the beads? The mirrors?
One of the I can get it fixed, you know, but I was like,
this is what I talk about when you have a look for a certain occasion. When it's so on, it's so good. Like I
it was
like,
on,
but like it was so good. And for the ballroom with the disco and the look and the lights,
thank
like
you.
I love going to an event and matching the theme of it. Like that just yeah. that hits for me. So I just
I got a lot of compliments from people like there, and yeah. so I was like, oh, I did do a good job. Yeah,
I did.
It was cool. It was the semifinals, right? And it was fun. Okay. You know, obviously TV tapings, like it's very, very live though. Like literally the commercial breaks are the breaks that you have in the ballroom. Like there was no, you know, I think they pre-taped one dance actually. It was Derek and Mark Ballas. And so we saw that twice. It was like a pre-show. It was so good. I don't know if you watched the show, but they did this dance together and they were just like fucking like, I don't know. It was like hot and it was like two guys. Mm. And they were just like both like it was great. And I could tell you the dance if I knew what it was, but I couldn't tell you like, a
type of dance.
Some sort of ballroom.
Julianne hosted also, right? Because I think Lucho, my friend, was
there. She's the
host. Okay.
Lucho She's always the host.
He was there taking videos of Julianne with her like special dance. And then she also hosted in this very feathery dress.
Yeah.
It had to have been.
Well, it was like this like. It wasn't feathery. It was like kind of like covering her costume.
Mono. Oh, yeah. Okay. Like, okay.
Because she ripped it off halfway through and was like, I just want to dance. Mm-hmm. I'm single. And she like danced with all the guys and was like, talking about being single. It was very
random.
I don't know. Maybe she was talking about it. And she was like, but it was a great dance. It was just cool to see her like, I'm like, damn, like just to like whip it off and like go out and just fucking move. And you were like, I'm thinking like if I had to go out and do that kind of a dance, like I need to breathe and I need my water and I need like a second. She was just like, anyway, let's get your scores. You know what? I kind of want to dance. Boom. And it was so quick. It was cool to see. I mean, I was like, wow, the talent on this show is just through the roof. It's all over the place.
It's insane to me.
Yeah. It was pretty fun. It was like, it's not a huge, huge space. You know, it felt very intimate. And like they obviously have like the old like contestants like get to go and sit and watch and whatever. And I don't know. It was very like I felt nervous for them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, especially, oh my God, there were like a couple, you know, live TV. But I don't know if you didn't watch last night's episode yet, right? Mm-hmm. Like, or this week's episode, the semifinals. Steven, who is our gymnast, remember? He was I forget Steven's last name, but he's the gymnast from the Olympics
is on the show. His last name, yes. They can't pronounce it. Yes.
Okay. Well, yes. He wears glasses, right? Mm-hmm. And his second dance, his last dance, like for the semifinals, his glasses, like something hit and they were like crooked. And
stop it.
I'm grabbing Jared and we're like, oh my God, his glasses. Like, because your depth perceptive is off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if your glasses are like, they either got to be on or off. Like it's, and mm-hmm. so, and then he threw them off halfway through the dance and I'm like, oh my God, like, can he see? Because you could see it was like, I don't know. It was like, fuck, do we stop? I was like, oh my God, what do you do? But he kept going and it was real. And they commended him for it. Like, it was really cool to see that he just fucking went for it, took them off, did the dance, knew the dance with the steps and didn't have to see. But I was like, oh, this is live. Like, you
pommel
can't,
horse
you
guy.
Yeah, you don't get to go back. And there was a lot of love in the room. That was really fun, like, for everyone. You know what I mean? Like, and then, like, it was funny because people around us, like, Jared's like, oh my God, that guy's home screen. He like, saw his phone. He's like, it's Tom Brady, but it's like a photo of him and Tom Brady, and it's like a casual, like family photo or something. And then we saw him go downstairs and he like hugged Danny Amendola who was a Patriot. And we're like, oh, he's obviously like part of the Patriots in some way. Like,
right,
it was
right.
just fun to see who's here for who. But they did the thing on Dancing with the Stars. I'm not ruining it. Like, go watch it or you can look at E or People or anybody. They did the thing or it's a semifinals and they let everyone through to the finals, all five couples. They did this last year too, where they like,
this is just to elongate
sweat.
The season.
They have five in the, I think it was like the votes were too close. So they were just like, just send them all to the finale. I don't know, but I was like, oh, they're going to go home. And then they were like, you're all through. And I was like, okay.
Which honestly, I think this season was so good with the selections because everyone's just being so great on social. People want to see Danny go through. People want to see Alona.
Alona. Yeah, Alona she was great.
She's killing it. The lift she's doing.
Oh, yeah.
And then she had her other team members come through in the audience one week. It's just everybody wants to see these people continue, you know?
You know what the best part is when you're there? I was like trying to think like what makes it like special to be there. Mm-hmm. So when we see, the, you know, like right before the dance, they show the pre-taped package of them like throughout the week. Like this week we're doing a tango and we're rehearsing and, you know, oh, look, my family member comes in. You know, they do their like interviews and then you see them like rehearsing and falling and whatever. And they're sweating and they're in the rehearsal room. And while the package plays, you know, they play it on the screen for everyone who's in the ballroom. But like the couple goes to their like starting positions. You know what I mean?
Right.
And they're like holding hands and they're like praying and they're like breathing and they're like, we got this, like pumping each other up. And I was like, oh my God, this is so fun to see them like actually like freaking out before they have to do this dance mm-hmm. while this package plays. Or like same thing, like if they're doing a sexy tango, like 40 crew members bring up like chandeliers and like candelabras in the 2 minutes that the package is put, and you're like, oh my God. And they're like, boom, boom, boom. And there's literally like 40 like strong men like carrying like set pieces and hooking them on. And I'm like, oh my God, like the machine that they have on that show was like mind blowing. You know, it was just like
they've got
what happened
the budget
in 2 minutes.
It's insane to me because their production level is probably one of the most impressive on TV.
Yeah, it was really cool. And it was very much like watching the show. Like mm-hmm. there was not much that you're like sitting around and waiting for. Like, yeah. No, then the show starts. Like, that's the fucking show. You know, it was cool. And I was like, wow, everyone has like their mark. Like Alfonso is like here and then he's there. And you're just like, oh, my God. Like
my only complaint is that it does not shoot in New York. I think it belongs in New York. I'm sorry. New York to me trumps LA now. I don't care what you say. I know the studios are out there, but I think just more is happening on the East Coast. Personally, we've got Atlanta, we've got New York, we got New York, New Jersey studios. Like I think they need to have maybe an alternate studio over here.
Yeah, we even had what is it? America's Got Talent, and that was in Jersey. Like, come on,
yeah,
not even in New York.
That's what I'm saying, right? No, but they're having studios built all over the place. I think LIC is getting some studios. Like people are doing it. That's so cool though.
Yeah. It was cool. I hope I get to go back. I got to see my friends who I like worked with who sent me, and it was a cool night. It was very fun to be there.
Did you see any potential? You know how people are there's always rumors of people dating on that show because how could you not? You're like sexily dancing together. Was there any of that, or do you see them when they're not on camera do anything like after the dance?
I didn't see any of that. I feel like next week is the finals, so everyone's mm-hmm. back, so they'll see the Gleb and Brooks of it all. You know what I mean? They'll be back next week. I saw Gleb, he did a dance, but like I didn't see any of that. I really feel like I'm like, I want to be on this show so badly because I feel like they're all soulmates and they spend so much time together.
I know.
They genuinely are like family and they love each other, and I'm like, I could use that kind of like person. I have a boyfriend, but you know what I mean? Yeah. It's different when you're like,
no,
we're fucking competing in something together and this means so much to us.
And
like
you also are in such a bubble. This reigns true. I think that's why there's so much of the hooking up on that show, because you're not only
stakes are high, emotions are running, you're putting your body through something you've never done before. Yeah. It's like a whole experience.
Working out and dancing together, you both are getting better at something. Please, like how could your current significant other even compete? Like I wouldn't want to go home. I would be like, no, I'm staying
so
here because you just like we won the dance and now we got the highest score and now we're gonna go celebrate. Like, that's so hard.
So true.
And that's what happened.
I wanted to say one thing while I was there. Obviously, I go on Instagram. I was allowed to have my phone for this taping. Okay.
Finally. We get some coverage. Yeah.
Thank God. But I went on Instagram and it was almost like, you know, Instagram knows where you are. The algorithm knows how to find you and what you're doing.
That's crazy.
And I saw a headline. Maybe you saw this yesterday from E! News. And it was like Amanda. Shit. What is Amanda's last name? Who was Alan's partner? Amanda, who she's a host on the talk. Wait, Amanda. Hold on. You know who I mean. Oh, my God. Why? Amanda Klutz. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
Amanda Klutz.
Yes.
Okay. So there was a headline on E! Last night E, Today Show, Us Weekly, you know, they all pick it up. And it was like, Amanda Kloots says that her partner, Alan Burstyn, was mean to her on Dancing with the Stars. This was a headline. And I see this while I'm in the ballroom and I'm thinking, oh my God. But then if you watch the show, Alona, like this came out, I was like, wait, this came out before the show tonight. Mm-hmm. Which must feel shit when you're in the fucking semifinals and you're dancing and this headline comes out that you were mean to America's sweetheart, yeah. Amanda Kloots.
Terrible.
Iconic dancer. And she's the first comment on the Instagram post on E. And she was like, Alan is one of my best friends. We had an amazing time. He helped me through a really rough time in my life on that show. Like, absolutely not.
Wow.
So it's just so funny that, like, you know,
you cannot trust
how
what you
that was even created, that headline. But all night on the show, Alona was like, I dedicate this dance to Alan. Alan is the best. He is my best friend. He is the best partner ever. And Jared and I looked at each other when I showed him the headline and I was like, oh my God, like she wants to help him get out of this like drama. So the drama of it all, you know?
But yeah. And the headlines that come out.
So nice. And like, Amanda seems so nice. How could he be mean? There's no way. I was like, what?
Yeah, no beef.
But she literally is the first comment to like shut this headline down. And it was kind of cool to see that like she just responded on Instagram and was like, no, sorry.
She shut that down real fast. I think you have
real
to.
Real fast.
If you don't, then obviously we know there's some like, there's something going on, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, back to pop culture. Girl, it's a big week for Cher fans.
Little poppy culture. I read a couple articles about some of the
Cher's
revelations.
Memoirs out.
Cher's memoirs, which by the way, it's going to be a two part. She hasn't even written the second part, but this first part is half her life and it's like, what, 400 pages? It's a long one.
Juicy. I can't wait. You know, I only like autobiographies.
Listen, I love them too. They're so interesting. You don't know what half, you think you know their life. You don't.
Yeah. And it also like shows you, like you think someone's had just an easy time. They're so successful. She's Cher.
Yeah.
And here she's going to tell you a bunch of shit that like she went through. And it's like, oh, wait, you actually had it really hard. I'm sorry. I don't know. Maybe I need that right now. But like, I'm excited for it just because I love her and I love her tweets. I hope it's written just like her Twitter. Like,
really truly from her voice. I know. I hope that too. I think some of
like
these
all caps where she's like,
right,
go Biden, I love you Biden. I'm like, I'm ready for it.
I like her to speak her truth. Yeah. She so there's like four main themes. I think was her marriage to Sonny and how crazy that was, how there was such an age difference, but they lasted a long time. But she says they were more business partners than love partners, which blew my mind. I guess you could kind of figure that when you work together all the time and it's,
yeah, they had a show together. It was like all like business, really.
Her quick marriage to Greg, and then she also mentions her son.
9-day marriage to Greg Allman. That's a Kim Kardashian move. That's a real move.
That is, yeah. And I think they got married in Vegas, or they eloped somewhere, but that's because she found out that she was pregnant, right, and so they ended up trying to make it work and getting married. I was just reading a couple of the articles, it was like, this is what happens, but it is crazy. She went through a really dark time trying to leave Sonny. That was a really hard decision, which I can imagine, so yeah. This is going to be really, really interesting.
I'm excited for it. I wanna listen to her on Howard Stern too, because I don't think she's ever been on and she's doing an interview. Although sometimes when you hear those interviews, you're like, wait, I'm hearing stories from the book. I want to just like, hear the book.
I might as well just read the book. But she also is doing a press, right? And she cursed on the Today Show.
Yeah.
You know,
well, Hoda gave her the out. Did you see this clip? Hoda was like, you can say it. We'll just bleep. Because she asked her a question and Cher's like, I can't say this on air. And Hoda goes, no, it's fine. We'll bleep it.
Okay.
And then she like said something and then she said fuck, but Hoda goes, oh, you didn't give us the 8-second like
Hoda. No, oh my God, I'm dying. Yeah.
She's
no.
Like, wait a minute. There was a science to this. Like, hold on a second.
Yeah, wait.
Or a math. It was very funny.
In radio, yeah, there's a delete button, so it does it by 6 seconds. So if you say something you don't want to say, when I was an intern, I gave out my address. I was like, oh yeah, I'm right on this and this corner. And the radio host, it was a small beach town in Ocean City, Maryland. And they were like, delete. But I didn't think you could do that. I thought maybe they had pre-recorded this segment where she asked her, because I didn't know you could do that on the Today Show.
Yeah. No, you can always bleep, like, but I think there is a little bit of a delay. You know, you've seen it on like the daytime talk shows and stuff. Right. I cursed once on HQ. I think I told you that. And I thought I lost my job that night. I said, fuck. And I heard I said, fuck. And then I went, and you see me on air go, Maybe I'll find the clip and post it. But
Wait,
I
that's
go,
so good.
And then I go, I mean, and I like, I just was like, I didn't know how to handle it. It was the end of the show, so a lot of people were already not watching, but a good like 8,000 to 10,000 people saw me say fuck, and I thought that's the end of my job.
Yeah.
Because it's a family show and you are not allowed to curse. I said, ah, fuck it. And I like threw something and I was like, oh my God.
So what did they reprimand you?
Well, I texted my boss after because I was so nervous. I was like,
yeah,
let me be proactive and say, I am so sorry. It was at the end of the show. Not many of the players saw. It
right.
just fell out. You know, I really don't think it wasn't malicious at all. It was about me because I kept holding something up upside down and my producer was like, flip it. And I was like, ah, fuck it. And I threw it. And it was so, I was so worried. He didn't write me back all night. I'm sweating. I was like, oh my God, he's going to get rid of me now. And then in the morning, okay, he was like, yeah, it's fine.
The silence is deafening for sure.
Because a lot of those like mishaps when you do something that's like a viral show, like that does well on Twitter. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like that, something like that. They clip that. They put it on YouTube. People share it. And they're like, oh, this is funny. But I was sort of mortified. I was like, oh, my God. I cursed. I thought that's the end of me.
I would be, too. Wait, did you yeah. see? I'm going right into the Kardashian. We're giving our fans the Kardashian.
It's a huge week. For America and for Italy, really.
Yeah, and also for sisters, because Kim and I have squashed the Beefarino, and we are doing a Dolce & Gabbana collab, which thank you, Momager, for booking this.
You know, this is why we had both weddings in Italy. It was all leading up to the Skims partnership.
This is like so iconic, and I don't want to give Kim any credit, but Dolce & Gabbana and Skims, like you guys, in Italy, like we shot it in Italy.
Really, it is the collab of the century. I've been working on this deal for like 6 years now, doll. I really have.
And what's your commission again?
46%.
That is so messed up. Like, what am I even taking home?
No, you get a fee. You model. You get a model fee too. So that's more for you, doll. They asked me. They really did. They said, "Do you want to model the robe and the pajamas?" And I said, "I'll sit this one out."
Thank God, nobody wants to see you.
Let the girls do it. You know, they have the body for it.
I mean,
I would. Corey wants, he wants okay. me to give him a private
don't even,
show.
The whole collection.
Don't even bring him into this because he is not allowed. We don't have anything for him.
It's really spectacular.
I just loved the vibe. Like it was very Sophia Loren. It was cheetah yes. print and we're doing this like old school Italian look. And I just am so obsessed.
Yeah, we really wanted to keep it, you know, we really wanted to honor the Dolce & Gabbana lines, you know, and the bodice and the corsets and the really tight, sexy look. And what better way to do that than with Skims?
Yeah, nothing screams just like sexy, chic and mature like Skims. I just never yeah. saw that for Skims, but Kim is a mastermind. I'll give her credit, yeah. I guess.
Don't worry. I'm working on Nutri-Grain to do a little posh collab. You know, the bars. Remember the bars?
If you don't take your carbohydrates and artificial sugar out of this, like, I don't want any part of that Nutri-Granola baloney.
They're healthy. It says grain in it.
<It's> yeah. <healthy. laughs> I stay 10 yards away from anything with the letter G. That's true. Yeah. You know,
We're back.
Thank you. Yeah.
Wait, I bought something. I bought something from the collection.
But let's talk about the price. Skims is pricey, right? But it's worth it. A lot of the things are really like that good stretchy material that you want, and it yes. can be worth it.
Yes.
But I'm noticing, is this too expensive for these leopard bodices?
Well, what they did is like half, it's like a halfsies. They yeah. went halfsies and they were like, okay, so we'll do half as actual Dolce & Gabbana pieces and then half as like Skims pieces that could pass because they'll be leopard. Like
right,
it
exactly,
was literally
exactly.
like, Because I looked at it and I'm like, these leggings are 118, which is probably normal for a Skims legging.
Right, right.
These leggings that have like a little bit more of a pant look are $465 or something. And you're like,
it's giving Dolce & Gabbana.
That's, yeah. Oh, it's a little shinier material. It's like a satin. So half of it was like super expensive. And the other half was like normal Skims, kind of like maybe a little higher than a Skims, you know, a regular Skims shirt or something.
Right.
Luckily, your girl had a credit on Skims. So I bought one shirt, but I don't even know if it'll fit because I had to get the X small and the model's wearing the small. And I was like, I should probably get that. But they didn't have it in black. And I wanted the black long sleeve shirt. And I did spend all of my credit on it. So plus some. But, you know, I only spent like $10, so that's good. But I'm excited to see if it fits. If not, but I'll have to return it.
Does the shirt... Is it cheetah print?
No. I have a lot of leopard. So I wanted a whole cheetah outfit. But then my cart was like $300. And I'm like, Anna, you have so much to spend money on that you like actually have to spend money on. Like, you don't need a fucking like another leopard outfit right now. Like,
right. But I'm
maybe
tempted
down the road. But mm-hmm. I bought the black long sleeve tight shirt that has like the Dolce & Gabbana by Skims like neck like in white, which I thought was kind of chic.
Ooh, that is very chic. Yeah, I'm looking. I mean, I see the cheetah and I'm dying to buy the cheetah. This bodysuit is $148.
I know.
That's doable. This
good.
But the cat suit, the full body cat suit is $390.
I want the cat suit.
Is $398. Oh my God.
I know.
Completely sold out from XXS to 4X.
Oh, yeah. It was selling out hot because I had some leopard in my cart, like the cheaper one. You know, like I had like the boy shorts or the little like leopard like bike shorts they even had. And they kept going and they were like, sorry, you know, and your cart is like, actually, something was sold out in your cart. And I was like, well, I'm a Gemini. I can't make a decision fast enough right now.
Yeah. Like already give me a freaking break. I mean, the things are really cute. Just give me leopard. You know, I definitely do want the biker shorts. Can't get them though.
They're cute.
Are they going to restock? Okay.
I don't know.
I will say
it's a cute collab.
The press, the pictures. The pictures are so good. I'm dying to know if they actually shot this or if this is just a set. Because they've even got the stone streets.
It looks really good. Yeah. The photos are better than the collab, even. They're so nice.
I know. Ooh, this tank top.
And so smart
of
them to do it before like Black Friday sales.
Before
like
Christmas. They were like, no, this is all a ploy.
Yeah, let's drop that fucking expensive collab, you know?
They're so annoying. Ew. Man's the world's sexiest man. I don't agree with it, but...
Oh. I was like, are we moving on? World's sexiest man, John Krasinski? I think he's so hot. I told Jared, this is good for your brand, because Jared's such a John Krasinski type.
Yeah, he is. That's
so
his character.
So I was like, this is good for you. That's good for you. Yeah. He was like, thank you.
Has he ever won it? I don't think they do duplicates, so I don't think he's won before. Oh. John.
No, and it's funny. I think he's hot, but everyone was pissed off. People are like,
I know.
What? This is like another Blake Shelton.
You're never going to please everybody. I've learned that.
No,
so
never.
It's kind of, yeah, it's hard. But John Krasinski, I think he always deserves the time. I think one of my favorite movies of his is Something Borrowed that he...
I don't know if I've seen... Oh,
he's the friend. He's like the other friend that's always in love with the girl that never gets... her guy,
yes.
But he knows how amazing she is. He's perfect at that character. Just a great guy. And
he's great in It's Complicated too, you know, if we're going real hard on the John Krasinski. Remember he plays like the older daughter's husband who like knows they're fucking like the parents.
That's so
good.
And
he's like, you want to get stoned? She's like, yeah, sure. He got stoned with Meryl Streep in a fucking bathroom. That is baller move.
That is so baller. And also, probably one of my favorite movies. That's a feel-good movie when you're having a bad day.
It's a feel-good. It's my favorite. I might have to watch it tonight, honestly.
I think I was just thinking that. I was like, maybe I should put that on, you know?
Feel-good movie.
Such a good movie. Yeah, you know, The Sexiest
anyway.
Man, I think it's very... I don't know if it's a ploy. I don't know if it's their publicist. Because I agree with a lot of them. And I'm like, yeah, of course they're hot. But how can you choose the sexiest? Like, what goes into choosing the sexiest?
Who pays the most, maybe?
Who pays the most? I really
Because, you know, we get hit up like, hey, do you want to be on, like, the top 20 funniest podcasters of the year?
All the time.
We just need $6,000 and then we could put you in as number 17. And I'm like, wait, what?
I hate to burst everyone's bubble, but I'm telling you, those little lists, those listicles that they do that are... naming them. Yeah. It's a lot of it has to deal with your PR team, which blew my mind when I understood that.
Yeah, when people start approaching you and you're like, wait.
Like, what? All you have to do is pay the small fee of $10,000.
It's crazy.
It's like getting a Hollywood star. You got to pay for the star.
It's crazy. Oh, my God.
It really is.
Wait, there was another headline that we have to just cover because we talked about how we were, like, going to run a marathon, you know? Like, that was, like, something we were like, yeah, I could do that. Let's maybe do it next
My
year,
red flag know? Is that I think I can run a marathon. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see the girl who ran a marathon fully drunk?
Here's the thing about this. I was very confused by the video. In the video, she runs up to the camera. I thought she just had one of those free beers or one of those free shots. And then,
like, on the side?
Yes. And because you're adrenaline, you haven't eaten a lot, you're dehydrated. I thought that's what got her drunk.
Yeah.
So tell me this. She actually ran the marathon drunk? Like, what's the full story?
I don't know. I didn't read the whole article. I just thought it was such a funny headline, and I shared it, and I was like, and I had people who ran the marathon, and they were like, fuck this girl. And I'm like, you're right, because you ran the marathon sober, trained, hydrated, you know, protein pumped. And this girl fucking went out the night before, like, was still wasted in the morning. I don't know. And she ran it. But then I thought to myself, I thought a little deeper about it, and I thought, you might need to be a little delusional, like drunk or high.
That would
get
me
26 miles. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you not run like it's your job when you're drunk? I'll run to the nearest McDonald's. I'll run 5 miles if it means I'm getting Prince Street pizza. You'll see my ass flying down the sidewalk.
Oh my God, I got Prince Street pizza 2 nights ago. That's so funny.
It literally hits every single time. I'm not. And if you guys
have a drive-through here.
Okay, that's so dangerous. I used to order it when I was in LA because they had a pop-up, but now they have a drive-through. Like, get out.
They have like two or three locations and one's a drive-through.
Oh, guys, it has the curled. Okay, forget the girl that's drunk. It has Prince Street Pizza is so, that's the big wig bite this week because I just had it on Halloween. The pepperoni curls up. The cheese is good.
They're spicier.
It's spicier. And I like the grandma slice. So that's the square because it's thick. You get that bite. It's so good. It is undefeated in my opinion. Like if you're really craving that type of pizza, it hits every time.
It's always good. It really is. I used to love it until I stopped eating gluten and dairy. But guess what?
Right.
I got Prince Street pizza without gluten or dairy the other night. And it was still fucking, I got those spicy pepperoni cups and their gluten free was thick. Like the actual.
Yeah, I'm impressed. They figured it out.
It was interesting. Yeah, they did. They really did. It was really good. I needed extra sauce, but you know what? For next time.
We're watching It's time. Complicated, and I'm ordering Prince Street Pizza. It's
hell yeah.
So bad.
That's the best. That's good. I shouldn't order anything because I just did $120 at Air One. I should just like lick the table of crumbs of my lunch.
You know, things are all relative. I just bought $160 worth of groceries and I'm leaving tomorrow to Miami. Who's going to eat the chicken breasts?
Oh my
I don't
God.
Know.
Put them in the freezer. You'll be fine. They'll be fine.
I put those in the freezer, but I have 2 salmon fillets. Can I freeze salmon or should I just cook them tonight?
Freeze them.
Freeze them. Freeze them.
Stick it in the freezer. Thaw it out when you get home. You'll be fine.
2 weeks later.
Sometimes every time I food shop, I want. Yeah, salmon will be fine for like months. Every time I food shop. I want to order food. I don't know why, but it like makes, I'm like, that was tiring. I don't want to cook now. I need a day.
Let me tell you, this is the main reason why I'm scared to even begin to have a family. I'm like, wait, I just shopped for you guys. You want me to cook for you too? What is this? What? Then I got to put your ass to bed and wash you?
That sounds like a lot.
It sounds like a freaking journey and a half. And then they want you to do that like multiple times a week. Nuts.
Crazy. Wait, we need to take one quick break and then we have to end it on the best thing that happened all week, okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, okay. The few of the few things, the good things, you know?
Great.
When bad things happen, good things happen too. And when I.
What a gorgeous segment. This? What a way. Yeah.
No, I was so happy for you. And this is so big. This is what we've been waiting for. So everyone get ready for this story. Like this is big news.
Big news. I mean, you probably already saw it happen. But if you didn't, Cynthia Nixon, I went for a run and then we were going to get coffee and I'm sitting in the car. I'm outside of a grocery store. I don't know where the fuck I was. And I see my face as Steve. doing Miranda. And then it cuts to Cynthia Nixon. And I go, I do a double take. I'm like, wait, this is her Instagram. I saw it there first. And I go, wait, what?
And insane.
She responded to Steve. Like, she must have hired social media like last week or got a new person. And they were like, this will kind of make you like, you know, funny, relevant. This is kind of like on the internet. Responded. And she goes, what, Steve? I'm right here. What? Which gave me opportunity to respond. I'm like, oh, she wants to continue the conversation. Girl, I'm on it. But it was so funny. The amount of people who acted like I fucking got married, had a baby, went to grad school. They're like, we did it, Ada. You made it.
They were so happy for you.
It was so funny because she has, to this day, I just want you all to know, she has not responded to a single DM of mine. They are not even read. You know how you can tell if someone read, accepted you and read them? Not even read on TikTok or Instagram. And then the video fucking blew up. She did tag me on Instagram in the tag, but, mm-hmm. you know, would have been nice to be captioned too. That would have been, people, you know, see that more. She tagged me in the caption on TikTok, which was very nice of her. These videos have like 8 million views or something. It's wild.
Insane.
Like, and the TikTok one, she wasn't really that, she wasn't doing much on TikTok. She didn't have that much of a presence. I think it grew her TikTok like 40,000 followers, like just this video. I saw it happen and I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for her and you. This is I just love that people were so excited by it.
Don't you think this is the start? Because I really do want to do something in person. And I feel like she now knows I'm not a psycho if she stitched my video.
Yeah.
You know, because I thanked her and I said, you know, I would love to like meet up and do a video with you sometime. 20 seconds of your time. It can be as long as what you just did.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
What, Steve? I'm right here. What did she say? It was so good.
She goes, I'm right here, Steve. What? And I was like, oh, I just, you know, I got a game of horse with the boys later. I was just thinking maybe that's if you had time, you could come watch, you know. I don't mean to bother you. You're a busy lawyer.
And he's like,
but I'll be at the bar later. You can stop by
Coney Island.
Coney Island.
Steve, does Miranda, did she enjoy those date nights with you? Or
are you kidding? Every date night ended with a little sex-a-roo. You know, they don't call it Sex in the City for nothing. Yeah, of course you enjoyed it. You know, we got a son.
Yeah. Did you always wear your glasses during sex?
No. I take them off, you know. That's when I turn into nighttime Steve. As soon as I take off the glasses, you know, it's a little mysterious and I can't see well, but I know I can feel well.
You damn sure can feel well. It's crazy. Well, all this time so that stupid. You've just been saying Miranda, it's just a layup for her to just answer. So I'm hoping that she came up with this on herself to be like, you know what? I need to respond to this because this is so funny. Or maybe Steve, the real actor, actually texted her and was like, you got to respond to this. Like I responded to her and it's so funny. And
he's so nice.
Yeah.
But like he's responded to me and he's like made contact with me. I've never heard from her. So just sitting there seeing this organically on Instagram, I was like, oh my God, I'm nervous. I'm hot. What the fuck? Because we love when we get to like talk to our like people we do. You know what I mean? Like
that's probably the most asked question we get is, have they ever responded?
Yeah.
And it's not even, I don't want to talk to them. I want to talk to them about how awesome they are as a character, whether it's like a TV character or them as a person. And that's really what I care about is just like laughing with them and being like, yeah, I am like them saying, I am funny. Like, I love how you do this certain thing. Like that to me is the coolest part is.
Yeah. And they love it. Like they've come up, you know, their online personalities are totally different than who they are in real life sometimes. Not totally, but like, you know, they like Bethany doesn't walk around her house, I doubt, saying I am the queen of chicken salad. I invented chicken salad or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like it's become like a meme online. So she feeds into it. So it's funnier. Like, I don't know. I just think it's so fun when they're in on the joke and they're like,
yes,
they can like laugh with you about it.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah, we pick up on these like little things that you do. It's so stupid completely. And funny, but I don't know. Anyway, yeah, it's a huge win for the Steve heads out there. Some people were like, we did it. We're done. And you found her. I did not find her. I want to just say
I did not find.
She found me.
She really
I
did.
Say.
And it was
she found me.
She didn't even give you a heads up. It was just all of a sudden you open your feed and there it is.
Oh my God. You want to know the most exciting thing that came out of this? And I don't know if it'll grow into anything, but I'm going to manifest that it will grow into like some sort of partnership or something. Mm-hmm. But, and just like that, followed me on TikTok. And they only follow 9 accounts. It must have been a fluke. Maybe it was an accident.
No,
but
not I an was accident. Because like, it happened right I around this like, time, right?
My God. No, it happened after the video because she like tagged me in it. So I'm like, oh my God. And then I sent a DM like, and just like that, look who's following who or something. And I heard nothing back. So anyway, we're going to work on that friendship. But yeah, it was an exciting follow. She didn't follow me, but the show did.
That still counts. Let me tell you, any progression is progression. Okay. Any press is good press. I know.
All press is good press.
All press is good press, baby.
Even when you're running a marathon drunk, all press is good press.
Now this girl can make, it's like the Hawktua girl. She can make a whole brand surrounded this. She could go do all the other marathons. She could do,
she's triathloning on shrooms now.
No, like, the opportunities are endless. I just want everybody to know. And if you guys are coming to Bravo Fan Fest, let's talk about manifestation. I went back and I realized that it was 3 years ago that I went to Bravo Con and I dressed up as Teresa. Then slowly but surely started like getting a good reputation and relationship with Bravo. So now I'm going to Bravo Fan Fest. I will be working with State Farm. So come over to the State Farm activation where they're doing like a closet by Bravo. Come see me. I'll be all there. I'll be there Saturday. And then I'm also going to go to the Watch What Happens live taping on Friday night this week. So come see me. I think
so exciting.
They have like the Salt Lake
City.
They're
doing the whole show there?
Yeah, they're doing three different episodes of Watch What Happens. And if you can get tickets, even if you're not going to the fan fest, I think you can just get tickets to the viewing. So I think people are going for that. But I'll be there for the, I think Salt Lake City ladies are going to be there that night.
So fun.
So I'm excited. Yeah, I was just going to go and like go to the tapings and kind of like walk around, but I'll still be walking around. Obviously. Great. But yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. And send me your Miami recs. I'll be with family, but I'm hitting the town.
Hit the town. I'm hitting the town running. Yeah, absolutely. This was fun and cathartic, and I'm glad we did this. And thank you all for being fans of the show and help us grow. 2025, we're gonna also drop merch. I already have it picked out in my head. So yep. That's gonna be a big wig moment.
Yeah, really well. And I know exactly what I want. It's just a matter of doing it.
Great.
Gonna be cool. Yeah, so subscribe to YouTube, follow us on Instagram and TikTok, and I think that's all the shout outs.
I think that's the biz. Yeah, that's all we got right now.
That's the biz. And in 2025, you'll be buying tickets to our live show. Putting it out there.
Yes. All right. Love you guys. Thanks for being real. Letting me be real.
Right?
Yeah. See you next week. Bye.